previously on Bad Radio.
Under pressure, Romo will go down.
He's holding this back.
Oh, my.
Well, that's not a good start right there, guys.
The plate by throwing.
Did you see the pitch? Where was the pitch to Soriano?
I agree that it was clearly intended to hit him. But
if where was the pitch?
It was high and tight.
Right. Okay, Rob, I'm going to take your stand here. I'm going to send a message. Where do I throw the ball to Soriano?
High and tight.
No. 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 Never. 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 No. Never. Hit him in the butt. When Nolan Ryan wanted to hit somebody, he'd drill him in the butt. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. But head hunting is a coward.
We have the Ian Kinsler fan club. So, what is it about Ian you like so much?
He's so hot.
Hotter than Justin Bieber?
Yes. So much. Okay. I love him.
We all love Ian Kinsler breaking out of that truck and all that good stuff.
So who was there to witness the future monarch's arrival? Well, two doctors, including the Queen's OBGYN. But was there a government official watching?
Hey now. Queen's, huh?
Oh, man.
He's seen the royal...
That guy deserves double.
You think he just doesn't even look? You're good.
Like he negotiates in that he gets to Kate's birth.
Yeah.
He wants to see some...
What's with all this dust?
He's so tired of seeing that.
Yeah, if I got to do this old one, I need...
I gotta get it out.
Look.
Wow.
I would say kill. The Normandy invasion runs their record to 2-0. The shake joint suffers their first loss of the evening.
This was a first. I've never seen a shoulder get thrown out, especially from a woman.
It still doesn't look good.
Damn.
It still looks kind of grody.
Ugh. Oh, it does.
Hang on, everybody.
There's something wrong. You're a freak, man.
He's got to do the lethal weapon and just bang it up against the...
Matt, high five!
Oh, gross.
Sorry about that.
He needs to go to the hospital. Look at that.
So wrong.
It is break time. 7:25 the time. Tons of big fights available left.
User's kick around next.
Corona.
I only came here to do two things, man. Kick some ass and drink some beer. Looks like we're almost out of beer.
Okay, so I can say, okay, can I say it however I want?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Walton Goggins. I play Shane Mandrell on The Shield. I never listen to the Bob and Dan show, The Ticket, but if you don't watch The Shield, the strike team will get your ass.
Get the pickles ready!
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Hey, Jared.
Today, Andrew Luck pulls a classic millennial move and quits on his team 2 weeks before the season starts. Michael Irvin may not do cocaine anymore, but you'd never know it based on this Miami rally. And what if Muser's fights got the ASMR treatment? Also, what is a minor? Julie Dobbs, Jacob Camp, and R.I.P. Donovan now. Two guys who are powering the Ticket's silver anniversary with remembrances of their on-air disputes. It's Bob Sermon, David Alper.
What? It is Monday, August 26th, 2019. And by the power vested in me by the state of California, let's be great. Right, Russ? It's Monday.
Let's be great, baby. Let's be great. Come on. Let's be great. Let's be great, baby. Come on.
great indeed. Let's see, episode 4963, Shorty, blah, blah, blah. Show's almost over before we get done with the open. It's all right. Got a lot of stuff. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Happy Monday.
How you doing? How's your weekend?
Well, it was really, really good. Had a excellent weekend. Thanks for asking.
Hello.
But I have a question for you.
Right in.
So.
Jake's back.
Hi, Jake.
What's up, dudes?
Remember he wasn't here Friday?
Yeah.
How'd Baby Friday go?
Phenomenal. Took two walks.
Okay, so.
I want to be stay-at-home dad
guy. Do you walk with the baby and the dog?
I do.
I know. I want to be stay-at-home dad guy. Isn't it great?
Doesn't seem that hard.
So I got a question for you guys.
It's the toughest job
you know
in the
what?
World, Jake.
For you.
$350,000 a year.
That's right.
This is the interesting situation where I'm going to ask Dan a question.
Uh-huh.
Just ask Oprah.
But asking Dan the question, there's a little bit of strategy. Mm-hmm. Kind of like back when you were a kid, there were certain things you would ask mom or dad, knowing that the other would be not give you the answer you're looking for, right?
Well, my kids, though, often go to mom first because they know I'll say yes.
Yeah, like, that's
they know they need a double sign off on something, so they work mom because they don't even have to bother asking me because I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Okay,
I don't care what you do.
Well,
just watch South Park unedited.
But basically,
it's
whatever.
It's
basically,
great.
I think Jake has a little bit of that in him when he asks, can we air this? And then he'll ask Bob, knowing that
Bob will
say no to everything because I'm scared of being fired. And Dan, who will say yes to everything because he grew up at the right hand of Howard Stern. And
it's never done me wrong, ever.
No.
It's never run me into any...
No. You know, just by asking. It could be literally anything, and Bob will be terrified to play it, and Dan will approve it. And we've both been right often enough that there's no tried and true way to play this. But anyway, I'm going to ask Dan a question. And I think he'll probably give me one particular answer, but let's just wait. So this morning, I had the opportunity, Dan, at sunrise to play the golf.
No way.
Well, I have to strategize now. It's football season, but my strategy is I want to play when no one else plays. So I can play in about 2 hours, and I want to play when it's under 80 degrees, which sometimes doesn't...
There's the rub.
Sometimes doesn't work out because the low can be 82, but you get the idea. I got to play the entire front nine this morning in less than an hour and without a hat on because the sun's not shining on you. It's still behind the trees. Okay, that's my dream life. I'm living my best life. It's Monday morning golf when everyone else is going to work. Suckers. So one thing about that is you're literally the first person off. Like, they're kind of looking at you like, why
are
you...
Is there dew on the grass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so then you could see the trail of your ball.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, one of the things about that, though, is sometimes you are privy to wildlife and the harsh, harsh reality of what life is
like.
Where
are you golfing?
Grapevine.
Oh.
So
a lot of wildlife around the lake.
Absolutely. So you get to see what it's really like outside of suburbia.
Because you're pushing them out of their home. Like building that golf course was their home.
Yeah, I think they still think it's their home.
All right.
But anyway, I saw something today I've never seen before. I captured it in a photo. I thought this needs to be immediately tweeted and then thought, nah, I probably can't tweet this.
Save it for the big stage? Oh, so you weren't thinking that.
No, I had this exact segment in mind, but I also thought that you'll see this and say, you can't tweet that. Ready?
All right. That just a head?
Oh, my.
You can tweet that, but I'm glad you save it for here first, and then you should save your good material for here.
Okay.
Not for the place
you got zero. It. You got it. Don't talk down your wins.
Can I say what it is?
Sure.
That is the head of a full-grown raccoon.
And only
either,
the head.
Either the body is buried. They're like, how did that thing get decapitated?
There were.
So you're just hitting your ball, walking along.
Yeah.
And you look down,
and there is the full head, but nothing else of a raccoon.
We have a serial killer on our hands?
Yeah,
That's how Bundy started.
Is there a raccoon serial killer?
No, within 10 to 12 feet, there were entrails.
Ugh.
But most of the body, most of the edible part of the body, if you were a bobcat or an eagle or something, was gone.
Yikes. If only they had a video on a drone on that golf course, you could see exactly how that went down.
I'm sure this happens after dark. I guess I always assumed David Attenborough to narrate it. I assumed raccoon, not prey, but I suppose I don't understand the food chain.
Raccoon is a predator.
Yeah, or at least a scavenger. Sure. Like, but no one messes with them. They're kind of the honey badger.
Everything is prey, though, right?
I guess.
To somebody.
Yeah.
If you're food, you're going to get ate, like Des said.
Wise man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So is that shareable with the public?
But I'm glad you wouldn't do it there first. Not that I don't think your reasoning was to help the radio show.
It also makes you wonder if there's a guy who goes out there every morning and just sees this as a matter of course. Just
now.
Normally. That's out there every morning.
Do you use like the 5-iron to get that off the course?
I did not give it a proper burial. I did also not.
I would love to have
hit it with a hybrid to see if I could get it up in the wind and
up and down.
Maybe get up and down.
So you just worked around it? You just kind of left it there?
Well, no. First of all, I went to the cart to grab my phone because I'm a millennial. Okay, so I'm just... So here's the experiment. I'm just going,
the head of a raccoon. That's kind of creepy.
I'm just going to tweet 1210 segment and include the picture because I don't want to disturb all the people out there that follow me for my cowboy stuff. Don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll be offended that I shared this because I feel weird about sharing this with the public.
Yeah.
It's not bloody or gruesome. It kind of looks like a head cover. It almost looks like a toy.
Or you give it to me and I tweet it out and say, this is the picture from Bob's phone.
Well, we're typically
very respectful of people's lunch hour in this 12:15 segment.
So. All right. It's out there now.
Why are you against that? Why doesn't that make you hungry?
It's out there now. Your instructions out there.
Don't you like to eat animals?
No fake outrage from P1s. Let's just see about the rest of the world. Okay? No fake outrage. And I know by saying that, we're going to get fake outrage. I understand how this all works.
Yep.
But it will be out there shortly after the 4-minute delay.
Just laying there. What hole?
It was number...
That's not pertinent to the story, is
it? Not really, no.
Oh, really?
Number 2 on pecan. So
at the turn?
No, it was number 2.
Amen
so
corner.
It was over by the trap. So
Raccoon corner.
Over on Raccoon corner.
Raccoon Hill.
I just saw it. It surfaced.
Did you see it, Julie?
There's no way some people want to copy PETA.
Do you feel like Bob should not have tweeted that, Julie?
Yes, I feel like Bob.
Yeah, I should have told him that.
Oh, my bad. You don't think I should have tweeted
it? All back.
Well, it's too late now.
I know, but do you think there was an argument not to tweet it?
Yeah, I was about to vocalize it.
That's why he asked me.
So it's fine.
A pretty clean cut.
It really is.
I know. It's amazing.
It doesn't look real.
It doesn't look real. That's why I felt okay doing it.
Yeah, perhaps you could get away with it for that reason.
Did you put it on your hand?
No, I did not touch it, but I told my... All right.
You could use that as a club cover, like on...
It kind of looked like that. So one of my favorite games is to just show my wife a picture, you know? Hmm. Like, don't tell her.
Julie likes
it. Hey, girls.
Don't tell her what it is. Once in a while, maybe it's Norm's toenail in first class. Oh. Maybe it's something, but just, hey, I need you to see this.
Was this photo right before you took your forefingers and shut its eyelids?
It looks like his eyes are open.
And, boy, yeah, it does look like his eyes are open, the poor guy. I mean, like, you know what he has? A case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
He's had a really
bad...
That'd be a good caption
for your tweet. Do you know how to put text on it?
All right, so there you go. Shout out to that raccoon and his family. And we'll see you on the other side.
The brain and head will actually stay alive like 7 minutes after it is removed from the body. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have heard that. So anyway, I forgot to finalize the game I play with my wife with, hey, look at this picture. And she looked at it and didn't know what she was looking at, and then her brain registered what it was, and my iPhone flew against a wall.
Oh, no.
She threw it?
Yeah.
She's like, what is this?
What is she in a movie?
It felt like
that's
it.
A very move. Like every very... time that's done on a TV show or a movie, I'm like, that's so fake. You're not throwing your iPhone.
Well, you should marry fake Rosie Perez sometime and see how that works out for you.
She literally threw your cell phone.
Yeah. Now she was nice enough to apologize and hope that she didn't break my phone. But
I've seen Jake do that with a new phone because he wanted to have a cracked screen because it's cool to have a cracked screen.
Right. The New York Times told me.
So there you go. I apologize if
threw your phone.
Yeah, but it was worth it because grossing your wife out is one of the true reasons to be married, don't you think?
No, I would have thrown a phone if I was handed that picture.
But it wasn't bloody or anything, right?
Right. No, that's a very.
It's still an animal.
It does look fake.
A severed head.
It was a severed head.
We need to sign up to see things like that. So if it's just pushed on you unexpectedly, yes, I would have thrown the phone. That's why I don't watch Game of Thrones, because I don't like seeing severed heads.
Well, that's one good reason not to watch Game of Thrones.
That's what hooked me.
Very disturbing.
You want something for my weekend?
I don't care for severed heads, she says.
It's true.
I got something for the weekend, but it's not as good as your thing.
Hold on, Daddy.
Although it is audio. It's when my older daughter ran to me, and I need the cable one here, Mino. Do you have them labeled, like one and two?
Mini one, mini two.
Yeah, this is mini one.
One that I purchased and one that I didn't.
Yeah, which is the one you... I want to use the one Jake purchased, because it's like the good one.
You got to save that one.
The name brand cable.
Right.
And then you got Acer cable over here. Anyway, my older daughter ran to me and said, have you seen this? And I'm like, probably not. And she shows it and plays it to me, and she's like...
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway?
You think this is meme of the week?
Oh, she's trying to make meme of the week
now, yeah.
Well, she knows she knows that it's kind of a bit. Like, we've done meme of the week once.
We'll put it in reverse. What's his name? Derek?
Terry,
yeah, yeah.
Free Shavakadu.
Right.
I think...
Heck, Chewbacca Mom.
She lives...
Right?
Our kids do live through memes.
Sure.
Free Shavakadu.
They say things to each other, and then they laugh, and then mom gets mad, and then they're like, it's just a meme. We're just saying a meme. It's not, you know, in fact, when mom gets mad is like a meme. Anyway, you could search this on YouTube. You can search I Smell Like Beef.
Boy, that is such a great name for a meme, too. Right.
You will see at the when I looked at it over the weekend, it had 8 million views. So if you're just looking for what can people, what would people want? Would they want a good comprehensive breakdown of Kellen Moore's job as offensive coordinator? How can I get people to view my thing? No, how about film your baby if he starts saying, I smell like beef?
I smell like beef. 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 I smell like beef.
I put fades on there because I'm like
square.
That. But it's actually, you want
to. So that's not looped, by the way.
Are you looking at it?
Yes. I enjoyed it very much.
Was that auto-tune?
Is it looped? Yeah, I mean, certainly it's been auto-tuned.
Come
right?
on.
Are you saying that goes hand in hand with these things?
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Of course. It's all an evolution, though. You don't start there on day one.
I smell like beef. I smell like
Search auto-tune.
Beef. I smell like beef. I smell like beef. I smell like beef.
Yeah. I smell That's like probably the drop we'll hear again.
I smell like beef.
Okay, so here's what I'm seeing.
Red rum.
I see. I smell like beef.
Grief.
That does sound red rummy.
It does.
I smell like beef all versions. I smell like beef distorted. I smell like beef slow. So somebody decided to slow it down, too. Sounds like they're all stealing from the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, there's a...
Or are we stealing from them?
There's meme of the week.
That's awesome.
I smell like beef.
I bet you the best song out there... That's been auto-tuned will probably be our return song in the next segment.
Interesting.
As we bring it all together. Not to assume what Mino is thinking right now, but...
Plus he's got like a severed raccoon head song.
I smell like beef. me.
You think the raccoon's going to call the crow line this week?
Hey, oh, no. It's family.
Maybe a lost and found. Has anyone found a head? All right. Well, let's get this show going. We have a lot to do today, guys. A lot to do. You would think on Cowboy Monday we would start with the Cowboys.
Maybe report on you, how you kicked the ball out of the rough and didn't mark it on your card.
Okay, so the raccoon
is watching for cheating.
The stickler suggesting I'm cheating at golf.
Anyway, we'll deal with that.
Yeah, so your scores are falling awful fast, and here's why. All right, up next, we're going to forego the Cowboys for now, and we're going to start with this whole Andrew Luck thing next.